Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan, Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheeman's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheeman.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything going with you this morning?
I'm pretty frosted. I've been stewing over this situation in Minnesota in public training camp. And let me just start out with that class. Headlines, dailymail.com. Quote, Minnesota fourth graders are told not to tell their parents about equity survey on race and gender, or not to skip questions, that I'm saying, or not to skip questions even if they don't understand them. So, in Minnesota, there is a public training camp. It is the Sartell St. Stephen Independent School District 748, specifically the Riverview Elementary School. And so a class of fourth graders were given this survey, a written survey, where they were to identify about their sexual orientation. Now, fourth graders, let's just do some arithmetic. People start school around age five. If you add 4 years to that, five and four, what would that be? Five and four. Would that be nine? That'd be 9 years old? So 9 year olds are asked to identify their sexual preference. Here's one of the questions on this survey. It's one of those fill in the dot. Do you currently identify yourself as female, male, transgender? And it says transgender people have a gender identity or gender expression that differs from their assigned sex. For example, they were born male, but now identify as female. Or do you identify as something else? And then you circle female or male or transgender or non-binary. Now, do you really think that a 9-year-old would understand what that survey question is about? That's question number 46. So that means that there are at least 45 questions before that. These young people, these young students, were told not to tell their parents nor tell them what the questions were. These are minors who have been entrusted to the public training camp. And the parents had no idea what was going on. They knew that there was going to be some kind of a survey, but they didn't know when, and they didn't know what, and they didn't know why. And it was done by a consulting group. This is exactly what Lindley in Silicon Valley, California, has been telling us for about a month, that this kind of stuff has been going on. It happened to her children. This transgender consulting confusion enhancement that is going on in the public training camp. So I looked up, because my father was an educator, I know a little bit about education. So I looked up who is the principal of this Riverview Elementary School in Minnesota. And I found it. And So the principal's name is Zachary Dingman, D-I-N-G-M-A-N-N, Zachary Dingman. So I looked up his telephone number, and it was a little difficult to find, and I'm going to give you his number, because you may want to call, because I did. I called to talk to this guy, and I got no response. All I got was voicemail. So I left him my name and my contact information so he could call me back. Did he? As of yet, no. But I did say that I read this story, and I know what the story says. I'd like to hear his side. Why are they doing this? Who's paying for it? Who approved it? Who said don't tell your parents? This is abuse of children. So here's his phone number. Here's the main number. You'll have to press through to get to administration. And then you can ultimately select principal. And you'll probably get his voicemail because he's probably one of those principals. And I don't know this for sure, but he doesn't seem to be there. Or they're inundated. Or they're worried about Lucille. Here's the phone number. 320-253-2200. 320-253-2200. Zachary Dingman. And who did this survey? Equity Alliance of Minnesota. Who's Equity Alliance? How did they wiggle their way into the school system? And what subject matter has been displaced for this survey? Was it history? Was it science? Was it reading? Was it arithmetic? What was it? What did they displace in order to ask these children's questions that they don't know the answers to? What? So what should happen? Well, starting with the top, the superintendent of the school district, that person should be fired. Then Zachary Dingman should be fired. And every teacher on the committee that sat in the boardroom or the conference room that discussed the rollout and the deployment of this should be fired. Everyone, including the teacher who administrated this or administered it. And what about the school board? They should all be fired. Today, without golden parachutes, they should be summarily fired. It's an absolute outrage. What would you do? What would you do if you had the full faith and trust in the public training camp and they asked your daughter of 9 years old if she was transgender or if she thought she was a male or non-binary, whatever that is? Parents, you need to rise up in righteous indignation. This is out of control. It's got to stop. These parasites, perverts, homos, you can't let them take over. They're sick. They're perverted. Even the Bible talks about this. Why would you let this happen? Class, here's what you need to do right now. Call this guy. Call Zachary Dingman and ask him. Tell him that you have been authorized by Vincent Finelli, broadcaster, investigative journalist of USA Prepares, to call and ask questions about what happened. And that you're going to call in to us and report what you've got, what you've learned. You're authorized to do that. But you have to be polite. And you have to have your ducks in a row. You have to write your notes, get your questions all ready to go, and make sure that you're polite, succinct, cogent, and of course, well-behaved. But what's going on? Rich, any comments about this?
Well, the teachers' unions are pushing everything from sexualization of children, universal mask wearing. You got to remember that they get federal money for their pensions. And you wonder what incentivizes them. It's a lot of math. They care more about their paychecks, their pensions, and their long summer vacations. You got to remember what they're hiding. Look at Hunter Biden. No accountability for drug use, working with the enemy abroad. Giuliani said when they raided his home, they took everything but the DVDs that showed Hunter Biden's pedophilia. They're hiding divide-and-conquer strategies. They're hiding no release of the routers. They're hiding illegal immigrant invasions on the southern border. They're hiding the lack of release of the video from the Capitol of 14,000 hours because they don't want the people to see the truth on January 6th. They're hiding all these investigations and making them cover-ups. They're hiding the Wuhan virus release, which basically incorporates fraud science. That's what they do. This is, you know, we've talked about this many times. It's not even a surprise anymore. This is what happens when you go for decades of inaction towards political correctness. You're seeing the consequences of right now because people aren't standing up. We the people must make the difference. We the people must be judge and jury. Because the system, the establishment, at least 95% of it, lawyers, judges, courts, everything is rigged. It's blackmail. It's payoff. They've sold out the people and the Constitution. We're the ones that have to speak up. We inherited our freedom and our Constitution by people who put their necks on the line. And that gave us the right to fight for it. But too many people aren't. It's going to get to the point where one day your kids and grandkids are going to wake up and they're going to see their bodies mutilated and they're going to say, hey, how come you didn't protect me? How come you didn't homeschool me? That's what's going to happen. That's what your kids and grandkids, America, is going. And for all of you listening around the world, take your kids out of public government schools and homeschool them. You're not going to create a good product unless you do. Now, Vince, I don't mean to be rude, but I just got so much information. This is after omitting a ton of articles and information. I was wondering if I could get to news in a flash when you're done.
That'd be great. I just felt that this was so outrageous that Americans need to mobilize. Mothers and fathers need to mobilize to protect their most valuable thing in life, their children.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, back to you.
Okay, well, thank you. And pardon me. And folks, I'm going to start with healthcare first because basically, and I'm omitting the deaths. I'm omitting cardiovascular and neurological and immunological and other adverse reactions stories. So, basically, most of the articles that I give to you, the listeners, are backed by physicians. That includes virologists, epidemiologists, infectious disease specialists, researchers, scientists. You have to remember that the mainstream media, government, big corporations, big tech, they're all complicit in these crimes and cover-ups. And that's why we should not have had an emergency authorization, because we have ivermectin, we have hydroxychloroquine, we have vitamin D, we have zinc, we have all these other therapeutics that could fight and even cure COVID, especially with all the research with ivermectin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans in the front of the classroom today, using a flash. Class, if you just listen and you don't act, nothing's going to happen. There must be action. Listen, learn, pay attention in class, and then implement what you think needs to be done. Rich?
Thank you. I'm going to give as much information as I can in the time allotted. I start with 160-plus articles. I'm down to about 100. I'm going to just go through as much as I can. I'm going to explain some of them in a little detail, but it's up to you to do the reading, research, and verify, America. This is a very serious time. And I'm starting with healthcare for an obvious reason, because America is going to go down if we don't stand together. That's why I talk about the bottom 93%. That's why I use financial, economic, social, and political rationale. That's why I share how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by group, especially with political correctness. I do all this so you can connect the dots at home. Okay, next. CDC quietly deletes 6,000 COVID vaccine deaths from its CDC website total in one day. You cannot believe anything anymore. Think of the term medically induced disease via vaccine. This is why we've talked about succession planning, where companies are literally saying in 3 years we're going to have to get new employees. That's why even our own Congress is talking about eliminating vitamin supplements and making them prescription only. There's a reason for this. Okay, and when you hear terms like viral shedding, that's code for vaccinated people transmitting COVID to others. When you hear COVID breakthrough, that translates to already vaccinated, okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, next, CDC withdraws fraudulent fraudulent PCR testing protocol that was used to falsify COVID positives to push the pandemic. People, this is all connected. It's all part of the destruction of the economy, the depopulation, the whole agenda that I've talked about in great detail many times with specificity. Next, Yale doctor calls out CDC for committing wide-scale medical fraud and hiding COVID cases amongst the vaccinated. Next, House Democrats are blocking a bill to declassify intelligence on the origins of COVID-19 virus in Wuhan lab. That's called treason and sedition. It's hard to believe this is happening in our country when we've had over a million combat soldiers give their lives for us, for our freedoms, liberty, and Constitution. Is this how we thank them? Or do we just say, well, they're collateral damage? They died in vain? It was all for show? Is that what we're going to say? Next, America's frontline doctor's attorney filed a lawsuit against U.S. government for 45,000 COVID vaccine deaths. 45,000 COVID vaccine deaths. I'm not being redundant because I'm trying to insult your intelligence. Ohio-based attorney Thomas Rentz, there are some good attorneys out there, is suing the federal government for pushing the vaccines for the Wuhan COVID-19 virus that reportedly caused at least 45,000 deaths so far. At a recent conference in California, Rentz announced that a whistleblower insider, we need whistleblowers, we need brave people, we need courage. Courage is contagious. Inside submitted a sworn declaration under oath attesting to the fact that the American military-industrial complex is trying to cover up massive deaths from the jabs that are not being publicly reported. Jane Doe, and when her name comes out, if she doesn't get whacked or suicided, we need to put her up as a hero. Okay, she's an insider. She's a whistleblower. Obviously, Jane Doe, we don't have her real name yet. Submitted to federal court today based on sworn declaration under the threat of perjury, this woman attested to that she is apparently an expert. Okay, and she's saying that at least 45,000 deaths from the vaccine. Now, he also says that the inside the systems where vaccine injuries and deaths are reported. Let me skip ahead here. Let me skip to a very disturbing quote. Realistically, more than 500,000 Americans are now dead because of the COVID vaccines. They're estimating 540,000 people are actually dead. It's a lot more than CDC and VAERS. There's 12 different systems that report vaccine-caused deaths and injuries to the government. 12 systems, people. Wake up. I'll be right back with more.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain and fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines on Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With the ratings for the Olympic Games in Tokyo being the lowest in decades, three-time Olympian Lolo Jones gives Fox News her perspective on why not many Americans are watching the Olympics.
There's a few different reasons. One, obviously, the time zone difference is incredible. True. We're dealing with 13, 14 hours, so most of the events are finished by the time we wake up in America. The opening ceremonies were already done when we woke up, so I think that took a lot of the, you know, fun out of it. And then also, there are no fans. The opening ceremonies is totally about the fans from all around the world cheering on those athletes as they walk in the stadium, and that's when it gets really emotional. And then as we keep going on through the Olympics, I don't know if people have realized, but Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt both have retired. Those are big household names all around the world. They are out, so now it relies on Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, Allyson Felix to bring in those ratings, and I think that they're dealing with all these different factors. It's really tough.
When the first interstellar object ever observed, Oumuamua, flew past Earth in 2017, it seemed to be accelerating in speed. That's not what most space rocks do. Now, Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb says Oumuamua was an alien spaceship. On Monday, Loeb announced a project called the Galileo Project that will search for physical evidence of alien technologies and civilizations. The $1.75 million project aims to use a network of Earth-based telescopes to look for interstellar objects that could be extraterrestrial in nature. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Heaton's in the front of the classroom today. And class, if you think about it, if you ask yourself, what is the root cause of many of our problems right here, right now? It's really simple. Two words. China virus. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And Vince, I'm not trying to be rude. I just have so much important information to wake up the people to get out to our country. And I just, despite all the articles I've omitted, there's just still too many that I'm not going to get to. So next, folks, top epidemiologist says CDC undercounting vaccinated COVID cases. Next, there is on Citizen Free Press right now, there's an article and a video with several doctors. Remember how I, all every All these articles and information I get are doctors, they're virologists, epidemiologists, infectious disease specialists, scientists, okay? None of this stuff is made up by Rich and Vince. So he's saying, he's issuing a warning about endothelial damage to blood vessels. There's too much to go over, and because I don't want to skip too many of our articles, but he's talking about spike proteins and how they are contributing to blood clots in capillary networks, and your blood vessels will never go back to normal. This is very dangerous stuff. Okay, I'm just going to keep moving on here, folks. Next article, majority of hospitalized COVID patients in the UK only tested positive after admission into the hospital. This is leaked NHS data. Folks, this is nefarious. This is illegal. Everything is against that they're doing is against the Nuremberg Code. I mean, these people should be arrested and indicted for murder, including the mainstream media, government, big corporations, and especially big techs, because they're complicit in these crimes and cover-ups. Like I said earlier, and I've said for several months now, the emergency authorization, the EAU, should have never happened. Next, breakthrough cases rise inside Congress. State Health Department, 27 vaccinated die of COVID in Tennessee. Please pay attention when I see the word vaccinated. Next, new study reveals spike protein in coronavirus vaccines responsible for adverse reactions. That's called a bioweapon, people. Next, vaccinated comprise 75% of coronavirus infections in Singapore. Are you hearing me, people? Next, in Sydney, Australia, there are 141 new COVID hospitalizations. All of them were vaccinated except for one. I can't tell you how much I want to repeat these articles five times. Next, deadly blood clots develop in 62% of people receiving COVID vaccinations. People, 62% of people who are already seeing blood clots. I want you to just recall how long people have been taking vaccines, just a few months. And already 62% of people are seeing blood clots. Why do you think the powers that be want to get everybody vaccinated as soon as possible? This is a depopulation event, people. This isn't me saying this. This is, I'm quoting and paraphrasing probably 50,000 articles already, including the head scientist who's no longer with Pfizer, who was a VP, who said this is a depopulation event. Next, COVID-19 vaccine program director admits injection destroys your immune system. Next, UK chief science advisor admits that 60% of people admitted to UK hospitals are fully vaccinated. Next, data from Israel shows 84% of new COVID cases are with vaccinated individuals. Are you hearing this, people? These are published articles in the public domain. Rich and Vince is not making this stuff up. Next, Daszak and Fauci committed acts of domestic terrorism with coordinated release of COVID bioweapons. How come these people are running around free? Never mind getting paid as the highest government worker by you, the taxpayers. Next, Fauci argues unvaccinated people are going to cause the virus to mutate into deadly new variant. Did you hear the articles I have been mentioning, not just today, but over the months of vaccinated people, actually the ones dying, getting sick, and doing the viral shedding? And yet, Fauci thinks you're so freaking dumb, he's passing on the script that unvaccinated people are going to cause the virus and mutate into a deadly new variant. Well, I got new articles about that, too. Next, Fauci, In 2018, there's a video that was uncovered which shows Fauci reinstating gain-of-function research at the NIH defending its use. See, folks, CDC, NIH, FDA, doesn't matter. They're all bought and paid for. It's everything is rigged. Next, CDC stops counting vaccine deaths to blame all COVID cases on the unvaccinated. See, folks, this is the script. This is the playbook. This is the template. This is disturbing as hell. Next, 50 fully vaccinated adults have died from the COVID breakthrough in New Jersey. That's why in the, earlier I defined some of these terms like COVID breakthrough. Next, gym owners are now banning people who have had the experimental COVID vaccine. Same with some restaurant owners because of the breakthrough cases. In fact, in L.A., the restaurants are voluntarily closing because of their breakthrough cases from their fully vaccinated staff. People, can you connect the dots? Come on. We're not dumb here. They think you're dumb, but we're not. Next, judge mandates COVID vaccine as condition of probation. So if you get arrested for the littlest thing, are they going to force the vaccine on you? This is very disturbing. And this judge was in Ohio, by the way. Next, alarming new study shows COVID lockdowns led to 5 times more suicides among children than died of the virus. 5 times more people. They don't care how they kill you. They don't care how they divide and conquer you. They don't care how they dumb you down. They don't care how they distract you with bread and circuses. They don't care. Chaos, infighting, pot stirring. They don't care. They want race wars, gender wars, religion wars, sexual orientation wars. They don't care. Next, Dr. warns that the majority of vaccinated patients could have permanent heart damage and some may die within 3 years. Remember the stories that we mentioned, the published articles in the public domain, I hate the term stories, okay, that industries and companies were talking about succession planning. Because in the next 3 years is going to be a huge die-off. And I remember hearing credible physicians saying within 4 months to 4 years is going to be the big die-off. Next, Delta variant spreads through the vaccinated. Are you hearing me? Next, at least 8,700 vaccinated people in New York have COVID. Vaccinated. Next, vast majority of new cases in Cape Cod are double vaccinated. I'm not trying to be insulting with the way I'm saying these articles. But you have to hear this. These are all published articles in the public domain. I'm not trying to be condescending when I say that, when I highlight some of these words, like vaccinated. Next, experimental COVID injections are what's driving the spread of variants. Next, report says Chinese scientists filed for a coronavirus vaccine before the pandemic started. Connect some of these dots I'm about to say here. More evidence leaked from China on the deliberate release of COVID-19 by the Chinese military. These are published articles in the public domain. Next, Bill Gates funded the creation of the vaccine passport tracking system long before the coronavirus pandemic. Are you connecting the dots, people? This is all planned, 100% of it. And Mitch McConnell, with all the articles that we've mentioned about his connections to China, he's ordering Americans to get vaxxed. Well, he's going to work with the Democrats to shut down America again. If we have one more lockdown, it's over. It's over for commerce. It's over for the economy. It's over for everything. And this is when they're going to roll in their digital currency, They're electronic currency, and everything's done. It's all over. Everything. Next, almost 1 million people can't leave home in Sydney because of a man in his 80s who died from COVID. A man. That's singular. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Texas Democrat pictured maskless on private plane to D.C. calls for universal mask wearing. The name of this Democrat representative is Donna Howard. Remember how many articles we've talked about hypocrisy and double standards? These people are bought and paid for. They're blackmailed. And this is why we're getting everything that we're getting. Okay. Top epidemiologist says CDC undercounting vaccines. I mentioned one similar to that already. Next, India, which is close to herd immunity, a survey finds 68% of people have COVID antibodies despite extremely low vaccination rate. See, our bodies are the antibodies, people. This is all done for depopulation. This is done for submissive conformity. This is done to take America down, the Western world, and to hide the crimes of the elite. Next, COVID-19 vaccine program director admits injection destroys immune system, top scientist and Canadian PM announces. Next, Mike Huckabee and even his daughter, they're wondering, how can there be so much controversy about this vaccine? Mike Huckabee, look, I like you guys, but you got to do your reading and research. There's too many people who are politicians, too many people who don't have a balance between financial, economic, social, and political propaganda. You have to have the balance. A lot of these people don't understand medicine. They haven't been in Big Pharma and seen the corruption. Next, NFL games will be forfeited if COVID hits teams unvaxxed players. This is propaganda 100.0. They are dominating your thoughts.
We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you and I have multiple degrees. And not once did I ever hear the term in any of my classes nor study work. Informal education. Not once did I hear the term gain of function. So here's the definition of gain of function class. Rich, I believe, mentioned gain of function within the last half hour. Gain of function is a euphemism for biological research aimed at increasing the virulence and lethality of pathogens and viruses. Gain of function research is government funded. It's focused on enhancing the pathogen's ability to infect different species and to increase their deadly impact as airborne pathogens and viruses. Now, it seems to me that anybody who is working on something to increase its lethality and virulence should be subject to the death penalty. Should be tried and, if convicted, sentenced to death by hanging in the public square. This is as dangerous as it gets. Rich?
Yeah, and then they gaslight us and say, no, that never happened, even though Fauci's on video actually being a proponent of this. And Vince, you said two words that were key in that definition, different species. What that means, folks, is they're using animal species and whatever bacteria or viruses or plagues they can get from an animal to mix with humans in order to kill people off. Think about that. Okay, I'm going to move on.
One second,
running out of time here.
One second. In the 1990s, I met Dr. Len Horowitz. He's the dentist who uncovered that AIDS and Ebola were man-made. And he said to me and Mrs. Finelli personally, just the three of us were with him, he said that monkey carcinoma and lymphoma were made in the lab to jump to humans to create AIDS and Ebola. That's what he said in the 1990s. Rich, back to you.
You know, and I'm going to be redundant here. I have talked about depopulation voluntary efforts so many times because we've talked about all the implications, and actually they're overt now, how the powers that be, I mean, here, Bill Gates has been calling for depopulation along with the Kissingers, along with the George Soroses, and not only are they buying up the COVID testing labs, not only are they proponents of vaccines, they've been calling for depopulation. Disconnect these dots, people. Come on. This isn't rocket science here. Okay, I'm going to move on. Mandatory masks are coming back no matter your vaccine status. Masks are done to create illness, to compromise your health, to make you not talk to one another, not have eye contact. I've basically, all these signs from around the world, I've gone over these signs that were posted everywhere. They want you to be, feel like you're alone. They don't want you to have synergy or unite. Even though they say those words, they don't mean it. Everything they say, just take it 180 degrees. Masks are to sell fear. I have given long lists of psychological and physiological disorders, and I've talked about how the dentists are coming forward because of increased gum disease, which the bacteria is closely associated with heart attacks and strokes. I've talked about bacterial pneumonia, all this stuff. Masks are done to create illness, compromise your health, sell fear, and also hide the identity of criminals and bad enforcers. And this is why they're pushing masks. That what they're telling you is that they're going to create more bought and paid for false flags to create crimes and division, and they want to hide their people's identity. Okay? Read between the lines. Next, MPs in England are exempting themselves for the vaccine passports to be rolled out in September. It's a leaked video that provided this proof. So if you're part of Parliament in England, you're exempting yourself from vaccines and vaccine passports. I want you to think about this, folks. Really think about this. Next. Top doctors and scientists, they say prepare for 3 to 5 years of turmoil, that's in quotes, due to credibility collapse of the medical establishment. Have you been listening to these articles over the past few months? Or even today? There's no credibility at all. Everything they say, go 180 degrees. You'll get a better chance for truth. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah, and if you want proof, just try to get a doctor's appointment. And I'm not talking about Dr. Sheely. I'm talking about, you know, a traditional hospital-based doctor's appointment. Try to get one of those. See if you can get one this afternoon. Rich and I will be right back, Lab.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.